WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at mselev.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has given first round approval to the future construction of 1,000 new homes.
There were no comments from the council or the public to rezoning land north of Boonville between Copperfield and what will be an extended University Drive for the Oakmont residential and commercial development. But residents of the Copperfield neighborhood expressed traffic and other concerns when the proposal went before Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission. Melissa Loudermilker lives near where Canterbury Drive currently dead ends, was among those fearing for her child's safety because Canterbury will become connected to Oakmont.
And I think that if y'all were to approve this or make it to where it connects, y'all are going to be robbing us of that.
P&Z Chairman Bobby Gutierrez says making Canterbury a through street is part of Bryan's thoroughfare plan.
By right, they could do something very, very much different. And by right, they can do something that's very much more intrusive to what that neighborhood would be. I commend the developer who's doing this. I think they put a lot of thought and effort into it.
Gutierrez also praised Oakmont developers for keeping natural habitat instead of having more home lots and for adding flood detention ponds. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Black Friday weekend turned into Blue Monday for the owners of 27 vehicles. College Station police report that's the number of victims of vehicle burglaries. Most were smash and grabs, smashing windows to gain entry and get whatever they could. Most of the vehicles were parked outside of apartments along Welburn Road between Holloman and Harvey Mitchell. Among the stolen items was a firearm. Before Congress takes its holiday break, the Republican majority may be able to undo some of the most recent presidential executive orders.
We have a law today called the Congressional Review Act, and that allows Congress to look back 60 legislative days, which would take us back actually back into May of this year. And it says that we can introduce a resolution in the House to undo a new regulation the president rolled out.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says once it's passed by the House, the Senate can only have limited debate. There cannot be a filibuster, and it can pass the upper chamber with 51 votes. Flores says Congress can have multiple orders ready to reverse when Donald Trump is sworn into office. Bryan Broadcasting and the three Blue Baker restaurants in College Station have launched our annual Christmas Angels campaign.
You find the tree, you look at our tags, which represent children right here in the Brazos Valley. Each tag has a children's name, age, sizing, and Christmas wishes. They're very simple. A lot of them just ask for bikes. We have a lot this year asking for clothing.
Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says this year Christmas Angels also includes adults with special needs. Look for the hot pink tags at Blue Baker on University. All three Blue Baker locations are offering their special angel cookies where all sales go to Christmas Angels. You can also make a monetary donation online at mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595 minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these. Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A blend of clouds and sunshine for today. It'll be breezy and mild with highs between 65 and 70 this afternoon. Partly cloudy and turning colder overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool for tomorrow. Highs will only be 55 to 60. Clear cold tomorrow night will fall all the way back to about 35. Thursday should be mostly sunny and it turns a little milder. Highs on Thursday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, awards abound for many Aggies across A&M Athletics. We'll take a look at who received the accolades. Meanwhile, Jim Grobe isn't interested in continuing as head coach for Baylor. In the NFL, Monday Night Football saw Aaron Rodgers return to glory as he led the Packers to a victory over the Eagles. And in the NBA, Russell Westbrook got his third triple-double to help lead the Oklahoma City Thunder past the New York Knicks. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 16. 1620 WTAW.
There you are later on this morning, the Space Poop Challenge. The Space Poop Challenge.
How intriguing. Oh.
Yeah, NASA. NASA putting that out there.
Oh, you're about
us.
To say nasty.
And no, I was
like,
no,
yeah.
No, yeah.
Sounds
yeah, yeah.
like it.
Yeah, no, it's from NASA. They're trying to, they need some help, and so they're going to have yeah. us help them out.
Or they need a reason to spend some money.
Well, there could be that, too. Police patrolling in New Jersey heard a man yelling, "Help me, I just got stabbed." Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So.
Serious?
Think so. Victim pointed out the escaping assailant to the officers. He was 20 feet away, walking at a very fast pace away from them, using a walker.
Oh, wow.
Officials caught up with the man, amazingly enough.
No.
Yeah. 70 years old. 70 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently an argument.
You couldn't fight off the man with a walker?
Right.
Yeah.
In that sure. amount of time, he hasn't learned any better?
Yeah.
Info?
Mation.
Maybe he had like a secret knife that he pulled out of his walker stick.
Yeah.
Either that or was hanging in that basket in the front of his walker. And he had to kind of dig through to
find that. Think he had a little bell?
Get the man purse.
Ding, ding, coming yeah. through.
So a knife at the end is better than those little tennis balls, I guess,
well,
huh?
Well, yeah, that might work. I don't know. At least he was prepared.
Yeah.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station cordially invites you to this year's charity ball, Fire and Ice, on Saturday, December 3rd. The hottest event of the year will take place at the new Hall of Champions at Kyle Field, where our guests will help us raise funds to support programs benefiting women and children. Come help us celebrate our 35th anniversary and reserve your tickets today by calling 979-774-4759 or visiting jlbcs.org for more information.
Good morning at 6:13, News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, you can text us anytime, 979-695-1620. Just can't do it when you're in College Station, you know.
While driving. You
That's
can do
right.
it if you're sitting at your house.
Yeah, you want to pull over on a side street, you could do that and stop, then that would be fine, too.
Or if you're at a stoplight, I yep. think that's legal.
Yeah, it is. It
yeah,
is,
there
yeah.
you go.
I had to honk at somebody yesterday. I'm sure they were texting. They just didn't go when the light turned green.
Thank you for honking, though. Yeah, yeah. I have sat, because I will admit there's been a time or two that I've been distracted and not paying attention. And I sit there, and there's like a line of cars behind me, and no one has honked.
Yeah.
I think, no, it's okay. You can honk. Get yeah. my attention. Let me know.
That's it. I just, you know, I give them about 3 seconds,
yep,
and if
yep.
they haven't done that, then you
can
know,
see their heads kind of
right
down.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right, especially since we can't text on the road. If we're texting during the stoplight, we
sure.
might need some
That's
reminders.
That's right, exactly.
Know?
So it's day 334, means we got 32 of them to go. It is a National Day of Giving. Okay, you can do that, certainly. It's a Square Dance Day. Square Dance Day.
All right.
National Lemon Cream Day.
Okay.
Not pie, just in,
lemon
in
cream.
Anything, I guess,
mm-hmm.
if you, you know, get All a right. jar of that. It's National Electronic Greeting Day. And I don't know if it's because in 1988, the U.S. patent number 4,787,106 was issued to Lawrence Basamo of Illinois for greeting card confetti delivery system.
Hmm.
This was an air suction process that would shower confetti to anybody who opened a greeting card.
It's like a glitter bomb.
I guess. Probably so. Again, how's that go through the mail? You know, does it get crunched when it gets the stamp got canceled? Or is it something that you present to them and then who cleans up the confetti?
Right.
Yeah. My grandmother used to put confetti in all of my cards.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but after the second or third, you got an idea of knowing that. So.
Right, and you're a little more careful when you open it. You know, it's cute.
You're sitting in your car, you open it up.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
But anyhow, so send an electronic greeting today if you want to, and I guess that means like through your one of the greeting card things that you can do online. All right, and got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is 28 today. Yeah. Anna Faris is 40. She's been in a lot of movies. She was
She's so funny.
Yeah, she's the main person in the Scary Movie movies.
The Scary Movie. Yeah.
She was in a movie, and it's a Christmas theme movie. If you've never seen Just Friends, it's with Ryan Reynolds, and Anna Faris is in it, and it is hilarious. Okay. It's one of my favorites.
There you go.
And she's also married to Chris Pratt.
Oh, did not know that.
Pretty cool.
All right. Okay.
Chadwick Boseman is 40. He plays Black Panther in Captain America Civil War in the upcoming Avengers movies. Yeah. Brian Baumgartner is 44. Funny guy. He played Kevin in The Office.
Oh, yeah. He's from Dallas.
That's right.
Went to school at SMU.
Very cool. Gina Lee Nolan is 45 from Baywatch and The Price is Right. Don Cheadle is 52.
Okay, he's done some good work.
Tons of stuff. Good stuff. Andrew McCarthy is 54. He used to be one of the Brat Pack guys, one of the lesser known ones.
Sure.
St. Elmo's Fire and Pretty in Pink and all that stuff. Tom Sizemore is 55.
He would be troubled actor, Tom Sizemore.
Troubled actor, Sizemore, yeah. Kathy Moriarty, 56 today.
Oh, yeah.
Rahm Emanuel is 57.
My. The mayor of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, we'll catch up on the homicide count today in honor of that.
In honor of him.
Howie Mandel, 61.
You know, he's missing part of one finger.
Really?
On his right hand. Oh. Yeah. His second finger from his next to his pinky.
Do we know why or how?
Yeah.
Do we want to know?
Don't happen
why or
to
how?
Remember, but yeah. He's,
okay.
So Howie Mandel, 61 today.
Who fist bumps.
Yeah. He's a germaphobe.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have later on today, we have a Deal or No Deal story.
Oh, really?
To go along with that.
It's sad, you know, because you can see whenever you watch, you know, if he's on, you know, when he used to host America's or judge America's Got Talent or whatever, when people would come by and like try to give him a high five, you could see him just visibly be uncomfortable.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let's see. Joel Cohen is 62, one half of the Cohen brothers, of course.
Good work.
Jerry the King Lawler, 67 from the WWE.
Oh, sure.
Susan Chaffee. Is 70. Apparently, she's single-handedly responsible for making Chapstick America's favorite lip balm.
That's exactly right. She was Susie. Yes.
I can't believe Chuck Mangione is 76.
Wow, been around a while.
Yeah, and Vin Scully is 89.
89.
Wow.
Just about the is the best. That's all. Just
is
the best. John Mayall, if you remember him, he's 83. How could you have missed the game?
The game.
The game's birthday is today.
There was a lot of birthdays, and I had to
a little more selective.
Yeah. Well, 37. Good for him. I'm so glad. Well, and you know, we'll do a retrospective of his work later.
Of course.
Oh, waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So over the weekend, victims of communist Cuba, they breathed a sigh of relief at the news that the murdering dictator Fidel Castro was dead. Now, the same, however, cannot be said for your president, who released a statement on the passing and failed to acknowledge the brutal and murderous ways of Castro. Instead, Obama offered condolences to Castro and his family and said, at this time of Fidel Castro's passing, we extend a hand of friendship to the Cuban people. History will record and judge the enormous impact of this singular figure on the people and world around him. I think I prefer Donald Trump's statement on Castro's death, in which he called the Cuban leader a brutal dictator whose legacy was one of firing squads, theft, of unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. What a stark contrast.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year, she gave me one that looks like me, playing soccer. It even has my name on it. It's my most favorite ornament ever. Thanks, Mom.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere carry on the tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. Ornaments represent stories and memories. And PersonalCreations.com has over 1,000 to choose from in their ornament workshop. They have adorable ornaments that can be designed to look like anyone in your family, doing the activity, hobby, or occupation they love. Each ornament is expertly hand-painted or laser-engraved with any name and ships within 3 days. Radio listeners, for a limited time, when you order any ornament on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one. And personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 0400. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 0400.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three College Station Blue Baker locations. Choose your angel and shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 14th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan College Station. License number TACALA 28101.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Samsung Electronics has confirmed it's considering dividing the company into two separate firms. Samsung has been under pressure from some investors to break itself into a holding unit and an operating company to boost shareholder value. The South Korean tech giant also announced plans to increase dividends and says it will continue to buy back more shares. Restructuring pressure has been mounting since the Galaxy Note 7 battery fiasco. The first regularly scheduled flights to Cuba's capital in more than a half century left from Miami yesterday, 3 days after the death of Fidel Castro. Several airlines began routes to other Cuban cities earlier this year, but this flight was the first of the new Havana-bound service and the first of 4 daily flights American Airlines plans out of Miami International. Several other airlines will commence regular travel to Cuba later in the week. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $46.33 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
A better value for your money is just a phone call away to Suddenlink. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He's got business solutions for you at Suddenlink. Right now you can get 75 meg download, 10 meg upload for just $124.95 a month. Greater speed than you're getting right now. There you go. You can have it. And you can join more than 100,000 businesses who trust Suddenlink with their internet service. And also there's phone service available from Suddenlink. And the great deal about that is you get to keep the equipment you've already purchased, get to keep the phone number you may have had for a long time, and you can expand it as you need to. And, you know, there's 1 gig capabilities for you if your business needs that. But all it takes is a phone call for Suddenlink to put together a package just right for your business, and it helps to control your costs as well. 595-2413, the number to call. Again, 75 meg download, 10 meg upload for just $124.95 a month. Or you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com for more details.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to request a free one-day conference in your city.
I got LASIK eye surgery a few years ago, and it was a great thing for me because it helped me no longer need glasses or contacts, but millions of people around the world have forms of progressive retinal degeneration. These conditions cause blindness slowly but surely, but scientists haven't been able to find a way to correct that condition. Until now. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. A research team in Italy just found a method to help adults retrain their brains to see again. Overturning old attitudes about the brain's plasticity, their groundbreaking research suggests that new visual prosthesis can help these people restore visual signals to their brain. The system sends small light pulses to the retina's remaining cells, bypassing damaged photoreceptors and stimulating the few remaining retinal cells. These cells then transmit the visual information along the optic nerve to the brain, allowing the person to perceive light patterns and eventually see again. Before the surgery, all of the patients that they tested had been blind for 20 years. And when using the prosthetic implant, the subjects reached up to 90% accuracy in the testing task they were given. So what that means is, combined with breakthroughs in visual prosthetics, research may be able to make significant strides to retrain adult brains to see again. That's pretty amazing. I'm Brad Mitchell, and that is your bit of info.
Christmas time is here. Come get your freshly cut Christmas trees now from the Farm Patch under the big red and white tent on University Drive. Noble and Fraser firs, white and Scotch pines, with or without the stands, traditional green or snowy flock. The Farm Patch has the perfect Christmas tree for you. Fresh garland, wreaths, and poinsettias, as well as holiday metal art for your yard decorations. Look for the big red and white tent on University Drive, and Merry Christmas from the Farm Patch.
Good morning. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, today going to be sunny, 75, ought to be pretty nice. Winds be out of the northwest at about 5 miles an hour. A little cooler tomorrow night, or rather tonight, at 47. And tomorrow we get to 66, and that's pretty much the pattern we're going to have until we get toward the weekend. And lows will be cooler. Tomorrow night we'll be down to about 40 degrees or so. Kind of a cautionary note to let you know, as it stands right now, 30% chance of rain on Friday, 60% on Friday night, and 70% on Saturday, with a high of only 54, so not too pleasant. Right now, winds out of the north at 3, 72% relative humidity. We've got overcast skies, and it's 54.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
We've all had feelings of love with different people at different times. But what is love, and where does it come from? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Licensed in all states, product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
The new enrollment period for Medicare just started a few days ago, and a lot of our listeners aren't sure they've got the right plan or feel that they're paying too much. That's why we have a special guest here today to explain it all. Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization that helps folks find Medicare coverage. Welcome, Mike. How you doing?
I'm great, Larry. Thanks. For your listeners, Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money. With the Medicare enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now.
Senior VP of Health Markets, Mike, thank you so much. Now, obviously, when it comes to Medicare, it's really important that folks have the right plan for them. Tell our listeners how they can receive free help from Health Markets.
With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. Don't go it alone. Get free, unbiased help for a plan that may cost less, cover more, and give you more choices. For free Medicare assistance, go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-792-8173. That's 800-792-8173. 800-792-8173.
When we feel love towards someone, what is that emotion exactly? Is it something that comes over time?
Well, love does come over time, and yet it's built up over time through these micro moments of shared positive emotion, the shared positive emotions that we feel with others.
Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, author of the book Love 2.0.
And I think this way of looking at love as shared micro moments of positive connection helps you when love relationships become difficult. We can try to make them stronger and healthier by sharing more micro moments of positivity.
So what is a micro moment of positivity?
I think it's any time that you're face-to-face or even connected by voice, and you know you're attending to one another and connecting, and you feel safe. So those are some of the preconditions for love. I argue that love is not unconditional because it depends on whether you feel safe and whether you're connected.
And when you are connected over a shared positive moment,
something really remarkable is happening across two brains and bodies at once. People start to show this synchrony of activity and movement that really suggests that they are joining up, and that comes with a sense of mutual care. So those moments are the ones that tie us to community and to our most important relationships.
Tomorrow, how love makes you healthier. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Just over a year after plans were unveiled, the Bryan City Council gave initial approval to rezoning land for a large residential and commercial development.
Oakmont is located north of Boonville Road between what will be an extension of University Drive and Copperfield. While there were no comments from the public or the council last week, the Planning and Zoning Commission heard concerns at their public hearing from residents in Copperfield. Keith Peters among those who did not want Canterbury Drive connecting to Oakmont.
I don't have to worry about my daughter being in the street, running around kicking a ball, the neighbors running around playing basketball and things like that. With all these other roads coming in and out, there's way too much going to be going on traffic-wise.
P&Z member John Bush, who made the motion to recommend approval of the development, said he understood the concerns.
Every neighborhood in this town, in a growing community, we have growing pains.
Chairman Bobby Gutierrez joined Bush in praising Oakmont developers and city staff.
They're preserving green space around your whole neighborhood, around the boundaries of all the neighborhood. They're preserving that stuff. Normally we'll see this whole thing will be nothing but lots, and they'll figure out ways to put these lots in and ways to do that. I'd commend the detention ponds because we're having a lot of problems with flooding, and we're having a lot of problems with that. At this point, that's kind of a high point of what we're talking about within our commission and within our councils.
P&Z was told there would be a 10-year build-out of 750 single-family homes, 250 multifamily homes, three parks, trails, and 100,000 square feet of commercial space. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In the town of West, they have something to celebrate. 3.5 years after the fertilizer company explosion, they have finally finished rebuilding streets, water lines, and sewers on the north end of town. Mayor Tommy Muska says they still have to repair a couple of more things.
The well and above ground storage tank were damaged in the explosion. We have purchased some land. We had to build a new well or drill a new well at a different location than the previous well, and it was damaged in the explosion as well.
A dedication ceremony will take place Friday. The April 2013 blast killed 15. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosive have called the explosion a criminal act, though no arrests have been made. Residents of more apartment complexes in College Station are the victims of vehicle burglaries. College Station police report most of the 27 victims from Sunday night into early Monday morning had their vehicles locked. Those responsible smashed windows and grabbed whatever they could find. Most of the victims were located off Welburn Road between Harvey Mitchell and Holloman. One victim reported a stolen firearm. A Texas member of the Electoral College is resigning rather than vote for Donald Trump. Art Cisneros made that declaration in a weekend blog post after telling the Associated Press that Trump is not biblically qualified for office. Texas does not require its presidential electors to vote in accordance with the state's presidential election results. Cisneros' replacement will be decided next month. Electors vote for president. The Republican majority in Congress could have a stack of President Obama's executive orders ready to reverse after Donald Trump takes office. Congressman Bill Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says this could apply to orders issued as far back as last May.
It's going to be an awesome thing because the president's regulatory committee has been in overtime the last several months, and so we'll just be able to roll back a big chunk of that.
Flores says this is an application of the Congressional Review Act. He says the House will send the repeal of orders to the Senate, where there is only limited debate and can pass the upper chamber with 52 votes. A review of the agency that regulates veterinarians in Texas finds some serious shortcomings.
The State Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners was reviewed by the Texas Sunset Advisory Commission, and that group's final report points out some areas it says need significant improvements. The report says that while some of the agency's problems are driven by outside forces, many of them are of the agency's own making. The report says the agency was overwhelmed by complaints in 2015 against a single veterinarian who had shot a cat with a bow and arrow, but it also notes that the agency has not been keeping up with many of its basic responsibilities and concluded that the agency has poor financial management. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
It's easy to help a child in need this Christmas through Bryan Broadcasting's Christmas Angels. Pick an angel at any of the three Blue Baker restaurants in College Station. Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says at Blue Baker on University, you can pick a hot pink tag, which represents an adult angel with special needs.
These are all adults with intellectual and physical disabilities. Mosaic Group Homes is where they live, so it's right here in the Brazos Valley as well. There are still children on that tree, but if you're maybe a single person, maybe you don't know how to shop for children, and maybe you've always wanted to help out this program in some way, that's an avenue to explore.
You can also make monetary donations online at mychristmasangels.com. And all this week, Blue Baker is offering their special angel cookies at all three stores and on their website at bluebaker.com, where all sales go to Christmas Angels. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 54 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super-fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
Let's do some weather. It's 6:40. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine and breezy for today, with temperatures up to about 65 to 70 degrees this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and chilly overnight. We're going to slip back to about 35 to 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and significantly cooler. Highs only 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night with a low around 35. It'll be sunny Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at some of the accolades earned by players across Aggie athletics. Meanwhile, former Baylor athletic director Ian McCall has a new job. Some sad news as a high school football player is in intensive care in Waco after undergoing surgery due to a head injury during a playoff game. And on Monday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers kept their playoff hopes alive with their win against the Eagles. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So Donald Trump is apparently the president-elect.
Correct. Yeah. Nothing has changed.
Nope. They're trying to make it change.
No matter what they want.
I know.
I know.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission estimates a recount of the presidential election votes will cost about $3.5 million. That cash is required by 4:30 this afternoon. So we'll see how that works out.
Ransom.
Yeah, exactly.
4:30 p.m.
Sharp. One or both of the third-party candidates requesting the effort to proceed.
What was the number again? How much?
$3.5 million.
Oh, my God.
So that's all. Now, again, that's the deal that Jill Stein has suddenly in 48 hours raised all these millions of dollars.
Yeah, sure. What money does she have? Yeah. Where is that coming from?
What money does she have, or what money does Hillary
have?
Or the Clinton Foundation?
But now, see, here's the deal, though. I mean, for people who say that, remember that if Jill Stein had not been in the race and those votes had gone to Hillary, she probably would have been elected president. So I don't know that she and Jill necessarily get along.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, it's been said forever, politics makes strange bedfellows, so you don't know. Maybe they're buddies all of a sudden in this effort.
Yeah.
So Wisconsin has
Jill and Hill. Yeah.
That's right.
You know, the Jill Hill connection. Yeah. I like that.
They got 72 county clerks. They are now attempting to get all these ballots counted before late Monday, December the 12th, so that the results can be certified by 3 p.m. the following afternoon. That's when they all get together.
So many deadlines.
Exactly. Jill Stein has filed for a recount in Pennsylvania yesterday, the very last day to file in that state. And apparently, I mean, they've got to, I was looking at the hoops they have to jump through in Pennsylvania, and apparently it's you have to get one person from every voting precinct to sign an affidavit that's witnessed by two people.
Wow.
Or something.
Wow.
I mean, it is a big task to go through all that. So we'll see if that works. Anyway, all that, and Donald Trump was named the winner in Michigan yesterday, the last state to be awarded in the presidential election. The Board of Canvassers certified his 16 electoral votes go to Trump. And let's see, and he was leading her by 10,000. And again, the number of votes that it would take to overturn all this is a lot.
Yeah.
But anyhow. And in the meantime, in the midst of all this stuff going on, now Trump is gonna apparently have dinner or something with Romney again, and that's
maybe a cup of tea.
Yeah. that's getting people all agitated.
All fired up.
Yeah, because
his former campaign advisor, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lady who's still high up in the organization is not happy about this.
The idea of a Secretary of State Mitt Romney is stirring up disagreement within the Trump transition team. Some are questioning the former presidential candidate and Massachusetts governor's loyalty. Romney attacked Mr. Trump in a scathing speech during the primary season.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University.
Also reportedly in the running for Secretary of State, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, retired Army General David Petraeus, and Senator Bob Corker. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Okay, so now Petraeus has got a problem with that email thing, because remember, he gave emails to his girlfriend, he's married, by the way, who was writing a book about him. So that, they got to go through that. Giuliani has been he's been doing security consultation all over the world, so he's made money from all sorts of countries. So that's a little bit of a problem. So it's, you know, it's certainly not, and I don't know anything about Bob Corker, quite honestly. But anyhow, so don't know that there's any easy answer to who this Secretary of State's going to be. So
yeah.
We'll see. Now, then in the midst of all this stuff, you know, Trump tweeted out on Sunday about, well, people who shouldn't have voted, right? Illegal voters.
Right.
Millions of them, he said. Well, apparently, Trump's unsubstantiated claim appears to be Greg Phillips, who is a former Health and Human Services Commission executive. He tweeted that he had discovered more than 3 million people who had voted who were not U.S. citizens.
How many?
3 million. Yeah, okay. So anyhow, it was highlighted in InfoWars, which is basically a conspiracy website.
Yeah, Alex Jones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is run by mm-hmm. Alex Jones, who is a Texan, by the way.
Okay.
And he's a Trump ally. So anyhow, that's apparently the source of all that. And so that's making people uncomfortable because they really don't. Yeah, they don't really
they don't know.
Just because he says it doesn't mean it's on the internet, so it must be true.
Gotta be true, yeah.
And yesterday, in a measure that was filed by our state senator, Charles Schwertner, trying to beef up punishment for employers that hire undocumented workers, or how about illegal workers,
mm-hmm.
and seek to do business with the state. So it's, you know, there's this federal E-Verify system that's operated by the ICE folks. And it's supposed to screen for undocumented workers by comparing the information that job applicants submit to an employer with the records that are maintained by the Department of Homeland Security and Social Security. So we'll see. So anyway, yesterday, Senator Schwertner filed a bill which would require contractors and subcontractors doing business with state agencies to enroll in the E-Verify system, which makes sense. I mean, there's no reason that anybody who's doing because it'd be pretty embarrassing if the state of Texas had people working for them through a contractor and they're illegal.
Yeah, right. Definitely. You know,
they probably don't want that to happen.
No.
So I think he's probably trying to make the state look pretty good in that thing. Anyhow, that's it. So it's 6:47.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's that time again, Producers Expo 2016, Saturday, December 3rd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2016 on Saturday, December 3rd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Tree root seemed to baffle Texas gardeners. We're faced with foundation issues year after year, yet we know that the trees need those big roots to survive. Adding to the dilemma, the roots are so big they stick up out of the soil, crowding out lawn grass and tripping us as we walk. What do we do? The trees need those roots. What can we do? I'll be back with details. The root of the issue right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's my newest book. It's only $31.95, but I can also save you on the second and third copies if you'd like to buy one for yourself and get a couple as gifts. The second and third copies are only $26.95 if they're sent to the same address at the same time. Every book goes out of my office signed. That's right, my office, because it is not in stores and it's not on Amazon. It is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening with the Cowboy Boots. This is an entirely different and new book. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening with a photograph of an Adirondack chair in my yard on the cover. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. It makes a wonderful gift. Get the first book at $31.95 plus tax and postage, second and third books at $26.95. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 800-752-GROW or order at Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com. Lucky for you, if you're going to do anything to help your trees and to help yourself with tree roots, fall is the ideal time to make the necessary adjustments. We've just finished another hot, dry summer. They all are here in Texas. Our trees are losing their leaves for several months' dormancy. This is the time to take any required actions. Let's examine your choices. First and best choice, if you're able to do so, would be to leave the roots alone. Most of us are accustomed to seeing surface roots of large trees, so our eyes glance across them without having a second thought about them. So don't feel that you absolutely must camouflage the roots. Whatever you do, do not pile soil up and over a tree's roots. Not only would that risk driving the air out of the root zone, possibly harming the tree in the process, but it also would be only a temporary fix for the issue. The roots would continue to grow larger until they expanded up and out of that new mound of ground. Eventually, you'd end up with a virtual hill beneath the tree, and you'd still have the roots showing. If the roots are threatening a sidewalk, drive, or even your house's foundation, you can take action to stop it. Cut the offending roots at the point somewhere between the trunk and the concrete, preferably as far away from the trunk as possible. Next, dig a trench 16 or 18 inches deep. Beware of utility lines while you're doing that. Lay a root barrier in place to keep the roots from growing back under the concrete. It can be a heavy vinyl pond liner from a water garden supplier, or could even be corrugated fiberglass laid on its side. You just need some type of seamless, rust-proof material that will encase the root system and protect the concrete in the process. Again, this is a great time to put in a root barrier. Taking a different approach, let's assume you have a tree whose root system and shade are so extensive that grass is refusing to grow within the tree's drip line. Start by removing all possible lower limbs so that perhaps St. Augustine, our most shade-tolerant grass, can survive. If you've tried that and failed, and if you prefer not to use St. Augustine, consider planting a ground cover beneath the tree. You could do that this fall, or you can make plans to do so next spring. You want to locate and flag all major roots as you're working to make sure that you don't do major permanent damage to your trees. I'm Neil Sperry. Frequently asked questions of the fall will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. In college football, Baylor coach Jim Grobe says he has no plans to coach once the Bears season is done. Grobe told Baylor AD Mac Rhodes he didn't want to be a candidate to be a permanent coach and says his mindset has simply been to get the Bears through this season. The Bears play their regular season finale Saturday at West Virginia. Baylor has a 5-game losing streak since starting 6-0 to get bowl eligible. In the rankings, college football in Texas has hit a low point not seen for nearly two decades. There were no teams from the state of Texas ranked in the AP poll this week for the first time since September 14, 1997. It'll be up to Houston and Texas A&M to keep the state from being shut out of the final rankings. In A&M football, seniors Justin Evans and Josh Reynolds have been invited to participate in the 2017 Reese's Senior Bowl. The senior pair was instrumental in the Aggies' 8-4 overall record, which yielded three victories over Associated Press top 25 teams in the school's eighth straight bowl game invitation. Meanwhile, in Aggie basketball, after making a splash on the national scene with an impressive 3-game showing at the Wooden Legacy, Texas A&M's Robert Williams has been named SEC Men's Basketball Freshman of the Week. Williams and his Aggie teammates return to the hardwood on December 5th when they host Texas A&M Corpus Christi inside Reed Arena. Also in college basketball, heading back to Waco, Baylor has moved up 9 spots in the AP's latest men's college basketball rankings, with the Bears now ranked at 9th in the country. Baylor is 6-0 to start the season and is coming off winning the Battle for Atlantis tournament. In Aggie volleyball, outside hitter Holland Hands has been named the SEC Freshman Player of the Week for volleyball. It's the second time the Corpus Christi native has received the award. The Maroon and White, which are 21-8 overall, finished tied with Kentucky for third place in the SEC standings with a 15-3 record. The Aggies received an at-large berth to the 64-team NCAA championship and will face SMU in the first round on Friday at 4 p.m. at Gregory Gym in Austin. In Waco, a high school football player has undergone surgery and remains in intensive care at a hospital after he was injured during a playoff game. Conroe school officials say Grant Milton was hurt Saturday in Waco. He remains in critical condition with a head injury. In Lynchburg, Virginia, Liberty University has hired former Baylor AD Ian McCall to be the Virginia school's athletic director. Liberty president Jerry Falwell says McCall's experience fits perfectly with where Liberty sees its sports programs going. On Monday Night Football,
snap to Rodgers, backpedals, lofts the left side of the end zone for Devontae Adams, makes the catch, backline of the end zone, touchdown, a sensational throw and catch to beat Nolan Carroll.
Aaron Rodgers completed 30 of 39 passes for 313 yards and tossed a pair of TD passes in leading the Green Bay Packers past Philadelphia 27-13 last night. Here's Rodgers on the win.
It's been a rough 4 weeks. We hadn't played a complete game yet, maybe this season, so this was a great effort in all three phases for us, offensively controlling the ball and third downs, defensively getting a turnover and holding them in the second half, and then special teams, you know, not giving up any big plays. Jake had one punt that got down on the one-yard line. Mason made his kicks. So that was big for us, but we've got to give the defense a lot of credit and the big fellas up front.
The victory snapped the Packers' four-game losing streak and kept Green Bay's playoff hopes alive. The Packers are two games back of Detroit in the NFC North. In the NBA,
Westbrook slices right down the lane, left-hand scoops and scores it nicely as he navigated through a thicket of Knick defenders, squeezed back of an Adams pick, reverse field right to left, and scored it with the left. 27 points for a guy that's ambidextrous.
Russell Westbrook got his third straight triple-double, 27 points, 18 rebounds, and 14 assists for his NBA-leading eighth season as the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the New York Knicks 112-103. And out on the ice, Vladimir Tarasenko scored in overtime to power the St. Louis Blues past the Dallas Stars last night 4-3. Jamie Benn and Jamie Oleksiak scored the Stars' goals. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
November is National Hospice Month. Hospice provides heartfelt end-of-life care by supporting patients and families in handling the medical, emotional, and social aspects of life-limiting illness. Hospice Brazos Valley has welcomed the invitation to serve for 27 years. You, the community, make this possible. In recognition of National Hospice Month, Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank the community for its generous support. Comfort is their specialty. Trust is their promise. To learn more, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three College Station Blue Baker locations. Choose your angel and shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 14th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Make the holiday cards you send out this year a keepsake card. Coffee Corner can turn your greetings into memories. From designing the front of your card with a particularly precious hand-drawn picture your children drew, or the photograph of your entire family, to picking out what you'd like the inside message to say, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes. Let Coffee Corner help make your holiday greeting card one to remember. Go to Coffee Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-COPY.
On Wednesday, December 7th, the George Bush 41 Center will host a series of events commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, starting with outdoor patriotic revelry, progressing to an indoor panel moderated by Britt Hume of Fox News, and culminating with a tour of the newest exhibit at the Bush Presidential Library called Pearl Harbor Remembered. Former President George H.W. Bush and Senator Bob Dole are scheduled to attend with other special guests. It's free to attend, but interested persons must first RSVP at Bush Events at Bush 41.
Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Cleveland Browns. Okay, that what, they're winless this year, is that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so
okay.
Far.
Correct.
And they lost to the Giants on Sunday. 27-13. While his car was parked in the team's garage, Robert Griffin's car was broken into. That stuff was stolen out of his car.
Oh, he can't catch a break.
Well, wow. Griffin later tweeted a post to talk about how his girlfriend, who is apparently a heptathlete from Estonia.
All right.
Yeah, she's a member of the Florida State track and field team. Anyway, she had stuff also stolen from his car. So there you go. It's Cleveland.
Yeah.
WTAW.